Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer.
Give us an explanation. The citizens of Pensacola as to why this shocking news come on a Thursday afternoon. I had no clue that this was gonna be happening today. I was shocked because he's doing a superb job.
So I think Ellison Bennett there, a good friend, and he actually called in earlier, but this was in his interviews he did with Channel 3 yesterday, talking about the resignation, sudden unexpected resignation of Police Chief Eric Randall from PPD. We don't know anything. I will tell you, I don't know anything. I had a lot of people call me yesterday. What do you know? I'm like, I don't know. There's nobody's saying. And I'm not a, like, the official line was don't ask, basically. You know, we'll tell you on Tuesday what's going on, or we'll tell you as much as we can. It's a personnel matter. And, you know, I know some people who are in the news business, reporter business, you know, that would, they would take that as their cue to then call everybody they can possibly call to ask and whom they might pry information from. And that's fine. I mean, that's just a different approach than I have. You know, my thinking is, you know, I've built a long relationship of trust with an awful lot of people. And, you know, if person A says we can't talk about it, and then I go call B, C, D, E, and F, well, the person A finds out about that. You know, I mean, didn't build this position of trust by going behind people's back to find out things that, you know, they don't want to say. And so what we know at this point, what I know at this point, I'll just tell you, is what everybody knows, which is that the press release was super terse. Eric Randall has stepped down as chief of police, effective immediately. Also effective immediately, Mayor D.C. Reeves has named Captain Kristen Brown as acting chief of Pensacola Police Department. Acting Chief Brown is a respected 29-year veteran of the department and the longest tenured captain on the force. Captain Eric Goss will continue to serve as acting deputy chief while Deputy Chief Kevin Christman is on medical leave. That had been my thought. Is I figured Kristen would be back being the acting chief because he was the acting chief before Eric Randall had been hired. You'll recall there was some controversy over hiring somebody not from the force internally rather than hiring, you know, Chief Christman, who had been the acting chief and had been basically groomed by Tommy Leiter before he left, you know, former chief, to be the next chief. And, you know, I was very critical of the choice to go outside the force and try to hire somebody from outside, even though he's from here. Eric Randall's from here originally, had been in New Jersey more recently. Anyway, back to the press release. This is Deputy Chief Kevin Christman is on medical leave. This is the only statement being provided by the city at this time, period. Jason Wheeler, who's the public information communications officer. Jason's a good guy. All these people are good people. I actually know all the captains. I don't know Eric as well. I know him, you know, somewhat. But, I mean, I know Kevin Christman really well, and, you know, Captain Brown, or now Acting Chief Brown. She's great. I've known her for forever. First female chief of police in Pensacola, for whatever that means. You know, it's kind of interesting that Milton and Pensacola both have their first female chief of police right now. Even though, this is not how you prefer to become it, and, you know, there's no, I would think there's no certainty right now about whether she's going to retain the position. I don't know when Kevin gets back from medical leave, whether he'll be the one that they'll make chief, or whether she will be, or whether they'll go outside. I would suspect it'll be one of the two of them, but I don't know that for sure. And, you know, I haven't heard anything from D.C. or anything. So why, though? Well, not health. You know, as we learned from Ellison this morning, he talked to his dad, and his dad says, no, not health issues. But, and if it was health, they'd say it was health. So obviously not health, not family, because they'd say it was family. They say it's a personnel matter. That means that, and saying that they absolutely won't say anything else tells us that there's absolutely more to say. I mean, right? When you specifically say this is the only statement being provided by the city at this time, as in don't ask any more questions, well now you want to know more. So I don't know. I don't know if he, pure speculation, he did something he shouldn't have done, said something he shouldn't have said, or, you know, this D.C., they had a dust-up. You know, maybe D.C. wants to make a change. Maybe this had been in the works for some time. We don't know. So it's all speculation at this point, but, you know, we'll get there. We'll be fine. All the people who are running PPD are great people. You trust me about that. I know them all. They're all solid people. And interim Captain Brown is great. So we'll get to meet her. I mean, publicly, we'll get to, you know, talk with her. I've had her on the show. It's been a while. But, congratulations. Weirdly, but, you know, there it is. 7:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see. John has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Fannie Lou's Ice Cream, home of Pelican Poo, Cervantes, and Scenic. No accidents to report.
The kids have to love that. I mean, that's brilliant.
It is.
All right, go on.
All right, no accidents to report to you. 3 Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze, and the bridge to Pensacola Beach are all flowing smoothly. But do remember, Casino Beach parking lot is full and now closed, so you can't park there, so find an alternate place to park. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I do want to actually address this. I saw this on social media, and somebody had texted in the same thing. I think they were they know that this is ridiculous, but, you know, she's the first female, so does that make her a DEI hire? 29 years. She has earned, you know, I guess it's not literally stripes because captains aren't stripes, but still, you know, it's like she's literally a career officer. You know, she, stop it. Just so dumb. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about getting a new roof for your home, something has happened or it's aged out, or you're trying to sell it and you got to put a new one on because it won't insure, whatever the case may be, you want somebody that you can trust, somebody you can count on, somebody who's going to do the job right and talk with you like a person. You know, sometimes these folks who do repairs and contracting stuff there, you know, just different dealing with them. Well, that's Quality Roofing. Quality Roofing is a fantastic resource. I got a chance to sit down with the owner of Quality Roofing Solutions the other day, Brian Ward, and learn about what he does. And they have been here for 19 years, so they're not brand new. You know, sometimes you wonder, like, how long has this place been operating? 19 years. That's amazing. Thousands and thousands of roofs they've put on in the Pensacola area. And, you know, their rating on Google is a 4.9, which is kind of unheard of. They do a thing where they do photos of everything before and after, so you can, and it's available to you. Of course, you can see that for yourself. That's great, not just for your peace of mind and knowing the work was done and done right, but that if there's ever a claim against that roof in the future, you can go to the insurance and be like, see, you know, this is what it was before. You know for a fact. So anyway, give them a call. You'll find out. Just regular people putting on great roofs and then standing by them with a lifetime guarantee. That's unheard of, too. Absolutely crazy. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Discouraged? Defeated? Disappointed? You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward. And it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper and Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 720 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. On the line with us, we have Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. And I will say that every time I see him on TV, like I saw him this morning on Channel 3, doing an interview with Jared Willitson, I always think, God, he's so fit. Makes me embarrassed. Dave, it's not fair. Well, welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. And good Friday morning to you.
Good Friday morning to you. So obviously it's Blue Angels weekend. Let's start with this. What are the water conditions expected for the weekend? We got, I think, don't we have a little bit of chance of storms tomorrow?
A little bit of chance, but, I mean, it's Pensacola. Escambia County is a big area.
You're
Northwest
right.
Florida. So, I mean, we're anticipating blue sky, blue angels.
Outstanding. What special things, because there's a lot of people who listen to the show that have never been out to the air show, might be new to town, whatever. What extra things do you want people to know that they might not already know about going to the beach this weekend for the air show?
Well, heat is going to be the major factor, so wear plenty of sunscreen and hydrate, electrolyte, fluid replacement. Can't harp on that enough. Is heat injuries is the big thing that we'll be facing out here. You know, anytime you get nauseous, you get dizzy, you know, the signs and symptoms of a heat injury. So you need to get inside, out of the hot environment.
When this kind of starts, when people start to get heat stroke, heat exhaustion, any of those kinds of things, it's pretty typical. You try to pretend like it's no big deal. You just wave it off. You ignore it. You figure you'll just muscle through or something like that. Worst advice ever, right?
Well, of course. And the next thing you know, you wake up face down on the ground and like, hey, how'd I get here? And that's why you should, it comes on gradually. And again, I can't stress enough, stay out of the hot sun, you know, find shade. We've got a cooling station set up just north of the water tower in the main parking lot. There's a cooling station. Hey, they're pushing water. They can walk by here. Want some water? Take some. We've got plenty of EMS has their medical tent set up. We've got resources to help with any type of injury that might, you know, happen out here. But I will say about the air show, you know, we'll start clearing the water at 11:40 to 11:50. We'll clear the water, and about 11:50 to 12 o'clock, the B-1 bomber will be flying over Pensacola Beach. And if you've never seen something like that, that is big. That moves fast.
Oh,
really,
man.
Incredible to see that.
I cannot wait to see the B-1 in person. I don't think I've seen a B-1 fly myself. I'm so excited about that part.
Yes, that's going to be very impressive. I'm sure the crowd will really, really enjoy that. We have a water break at 1:30 to 1:45. It's a 10-minute water break for people to get in to cool off. We've got a hose, a sprinkler system set up right by our the bathrooms up here in the sand pit, so you can cool off in that. Then we'll start closing the water at 1:45, and then the Blue Angels are anticipated to be overhead at noon, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be a super air show, we think.
And that is, you know, it's funny for people who have any experience. You know this, but of course, as you mentioned, people who may not know that you can't go to the beach and go in the water a lot of the time during the air show for safety reasons, and so people might be surprised to learn that. But that's an important safety feature for making sure that the air show can be conducted properly. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, Dave Greenwood. As always, Dave, thank you so much for what you do, and especially on big, busy weekends like this, and when people are down beach or wherever they're at, just, you know, listen to the guards, you know, do what you're supposed to do and be safe and keep drinking as much water. Drink water until you can't stand it anymore. You'll be just fine. Dave, thanks so much for the time, and we hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you out there tomorrow.
All right, Andrew. Enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. 724 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody had said, Andrew, do you have any tips or tricks or anything like that for the show? the best tip that I have is probably not one you can use. And it's where do I park? And you say, well, don't you have a parking pass? Yeah, but I don't use it. I mean, I actually don't have one this year. It's the first year I've not even had a parking pass because I knew what happens is I get it and I can't use it. So what I do is I park in Gulf Breeze and I ride my bike across the bridge.
Oh, that's going to be cute. So if you see a biker on Three Mile Bridge.
Not Three Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze.
Gulf Breeze.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
Oh, I was just like, well.
I mean, that wouldn't be that much different. But, yeah, I mean, Bob Sykes has a slightly less pronounced hump. And I will tell you that for about a minute or two, going up that front side is not my favorite part of the day.
Just honk and wave with all your fingers.
All the fingers, all. Please. But, yeah, that's the only real. I mean,
that's cool.
I will say this. One other tip, I guess, is just don't. Put your phone down. Put your phone down. I'm guilty of it too. Super guilty of it. We're all attached to our phones. We want to take the video. Want to get the shot. Whatever. Okay. Just can you trust me for a second? Put the phone down. You will enjoy it more, and you will still know you went, even if you don't take videos and pictures. Now, if you just have to take one. You know, when they come up with, like, the parade pass or something, and the narrator will tell you, you know, hey, this is a good photo opportunity. Okay, take your one. Okay? But you know the photos that you see online are going to be better anyway. I mean, you know.
And then you'll never look at them again.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
Everybody else is going to make better photos than you're going to make. And here's what happens. Your eyes. You ever take a. Actually, you know, John, why don't you tell them about traffic, and then I'll explain in a second.
Okay. The Blue Angels Traffic Report is brought to you by A1 Small Engines for 40 years, your steel equipment provider in Pace and Highway 29. Just remember, Casino Beach parking lot is full and it is closed right now. No accidents to report to you, and taking a look as you go through Three Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze, and onto Pensacola Beach, not seeing any delays. Now, once you get onto Pensacola Beach, seeing some minor delays right there where they closed the parking lot and people are having to go other places. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So just, again, people, and if you want to text in your tips or tricks for the beach show, feel free. But the one that I have, and this is just a matter of for your personal enjoyment, you will enjoy it more watching it with your eyes. Because when you're on your phone, if you're videoing or taking photos or whatever you're doing, you're so distracted by trying to get the good shot that you're not really watching. You're not really enjoying.
Like live in the moment.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
And you ever see like a big full moon and you're like, oh, that's so cool. And then you take your phone and you take a picture and you're like, no, that was disappointing. Or you're at some scene in, I don't know, the wilderness or the forest or a sunrise or a sunset. And your eyes are like, oh, this is magnificent. It's like eating a steak with your eyes. And then, you know, you look at the picture that you took later and you're like, that's chopped beef. You know, like it just, it doesn't do it justice.
Right.
That's because your eyes are unbelievable and your camera is not. I mean, it's still amazing, but it's not your eyes. And so all I'm saying is there's a totally different experience of just watch it and listen and take in the smell of the jet fuel and the sound of the narrator and the crowd. And it's one of these, it's definitely one of these cases where when you're doing it on your phone, you're not really there. And the experience is a reduction. It's a really weak imitation of the experience. And I don't know. Watch it like a little kid. The little kids don't have their phones. Well, maybe some of them do. Anyway, so that's my one. John, you have advice for the? Am I right about the phone thing?
You're right. Enjoy it. Live in this moment.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the moment.
Yep.
I love the smell of jet fuel in the morning. Sorry.
Give me that JP5. We're good. Do you have any advice?
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, I know.
That's my 100%. Biggest thing is stay 100%. Hydrated because it's going to be hot and humid out there today.
Yeah.
And that's my 100% recommendation. Don't dehydrate yourself. Rehydrate your, hydrate yourself.
Right. Okay. Same concept, one more analogy. Ready?
Okay.
You ever watch a baseball game or football game on TV? It's good, right? Ever go to the game?
Yes.
Totally different.
It is.
And what you're sacrificing when you get out the camera is you're sacrificing the real experience for the later fake one.
Exactly. That you're going to show maybe one or two times.
Right, right. Oh, somebody texted in. This is so good. John texted in. I've missed so many cool maneuvers trying to get a shot and didn't even get the shot.
Right.
Right. That's it. Exactly. Let's see. Somebody texted in. I like to park at the first bike place after the toll and then rent a tandem bike. Oh, that's a good idea.
Where are you going to park your bike?
Well, me? You know, over the bridge in Gulf Breeze.
Okay. I was just like, that's
my secret spot.
Ah.
Somebody says, we like to dig a little hole in the sand, put a tarp, and fill it with Gulf water so we had a little pool to sit in. Genius.
Not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty good.
Good idea. All right. We'll be back in just a moment with my interview yesterday with number two, the right wing, Commander Jack Keelty. Call sign Uncle Rico.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Wild scene at a marijuana farm in California. Hundreds of protesters trying to stop an ICE raid. Borders our Tom Homan earlier on Fox and Friends.
It can't impede us from doing our job. That's a felony.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
A local news helicopter captured the moment that one of those protesters appeared to fire a weapon at the officers. The U.S. attorney says now FBI has issued a $50,000 award for information leading to the conviction of an unknown subject who appeared to fire a pistol at federal law enforcement officers near Camarillo.
Officials say 8 unaccompanied migrant children were found during the raid. President Trump and the First Lady will soon leave the White House for a firsthand look at the Texas flooding disaster. 120 people are dead, with at least 96 dying in Kirk County. At least 170 others are still missing. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 78 degrees. It's a beautiful morning. It'll be a beautiful day to see all of the civilian performers and the Blue Angels here in Pensacola Beach. The air show getting underway here later this morning. Of course, we'll check in with John Pickens and our traffic on the fives in just a couple of minutes. We'll also have our forecast for today with Channel 3 and Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum. That's all coming up here in just a few minutes. Our top story today, the community asking why. After yesterday's news that Police Chief Eric Randall had suddenly stepped down from his position, the news came with an announcement from the city on Thursday morning. No reason was given.
Well, I think that he probably has some type of information that we don't have now, or something that he wants to say, or he might have to say that I just don't have the support of the department anymore. So that's why I'm stepping down.
That is Pastor Marcel Davis from New Beginning Church. And Randall had served in the position as chief since 2021. He was hired by then-Mayor Grover Robinson, who called Randall an Escambia County success story. Over Randall's tenure, data did show crime rates in the city have decreased across the board. Captain Kristen Brown has been appointed as acting police chief. Escambia County's micro transit system is off to a good start. That uses vans instead of buses. Riders can use an app to call for a ride, similar to how Uber works. The county says since starting this pilot program, it's been easier for them to find drivers for these smaller vehicles.
That group is excited. They show up. They want more hours. I mean, they're there. They want to drive. And the feedback from the ridership has been very, very positive. It just seems to be a better system, a better way of taking advantage of mass transit. We're actually going to order quite a few more of these vehicles here shortly.
And that's Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno, who says they'll likely be moving more of their current bus routes over to this new micro transit system and start phasing out some more of the buses. In the new system, riders can be picked up and dropped off really wherever they want for a flat rate. And Moreno says the pilot program so far has received a lot of positive feedback. Well, some newly released court documents showing the illegal gambling investigation, which is continuing in involving Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez, is now covering activity at several different casinos. Lopez pleaded not guilty on racketeering and conspiracy charges for allegedly collecting illegal payments while operating a now-shuttered illegal gaming room in Kissimmee. Investigators say they've gathered records now related to at least four other gaming rooms in the county, including Dreamers Arcade in Claremont, Jungle Hut in Leesburg. Authorities raided those facilities and say they seized roughly 100 illegal gambling machines and over $45,000 in cash. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. If you are on your way to Pensacola Beach via the 3 Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze, even the bridge leading to Pensacola Beach, no delays. I'm really surprised so far. It is rolling smoothly. No accidents to report to you either. Everything is flowing good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Alan Strum.
For the dress rehearsal on Friday, there's a chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but usually those thunderstorms are a little bit more likely across the inland areas and away from the coast where the Blue Angels will be flying. The weather will be on the warm side, though. High temperatures are going to be up around 90 degrees along the beaches. And as we head through the weekend, that rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your special Blue Angels weather forecast from the WEAR-TV studios.
Thank you very much, Alan. Right now we've got 79 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 right now in Milton. Your next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Now getting a look at our market report from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump has announced a 35% tariff on Canadian imports starting August 1st. Trump cited fentanyl as a reason for the tariffs while also complaining about the country's retaliatory duties. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, in his response, said Canada has made vital progress in stopping the transmission of fentanyl in North America. President Trump's budget chief said that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has grossly mismanaged the Fed. Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vaught also suggested Powell had misled Congress about a pricey renovation of the central bank's headquarters. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage edged up this week, ending a five-week decline in borrowing costs for homebuyers. Freddie Mac says the long-term rate ticked up to 6.72%. That is up from 6.67% last week. Futures are moderately high. No, I'm sorry, moderately lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 192. The NASDAQ up 19. That's Your Money Now.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here flaps are coming up.
360.
John, the look on your face.
So you did have four good tires coming in today, didn't you? Oh my gosh, dude.
John's so jealous.
I am.
Oh my God. That was like you know, getting saved, getting married, having a kid, getting Jeff Koons give me 40 minutes of F-18 time, and you know, that was amazing.
I screamed like
a little girl. That was great. Anyway, yesterday I had a good chance to talk to one of the Blue Angels, number two. That's the right wing. This will help you understand why I asked the question that I asked, because we were in kind of in a gaggle scenario, and I wanted to make sure I got my question asked. Number two stays number two for 2 years, and they alternate each year with number one, which is the boss, because boss comes in and gets trained by number two how to be boss, and then when two changes out, one trains two on how to be two. Three and four move around, five, six, and seven move around, but one and two are the same position for 2 years. That's why I asked the question that I asked of him first. This is Commander Jack Keelty.
Commander, you're a two jet, second year on the team, training up a new boss. What's it like, second time around?
It's difficult. Last year it was just teaching myself the demo and learning how to do it and fly it. This time it's teaching somebody else. So how do you teach an art form? And it's easier said than done. But this whole process is time-honored, and it works. And it's repetition, it's dedication, it's effort, constant. It's early mornings, late nights, just for that enormous amount of extra effort for just that incremental gain. And that's what makes the Blue Angels special. That's how we get to a point where we're flying 12 inches away and doing the Blue Angel thing, real low, real fast, real tight. That's how we get there.
Did it ever feel strange having to tell this, basically your superior officer, you know, son, that's not the way we do it?
Well, this team has a very good way of picking the right people. And everybody will tell you here that we're not looking for the best pilot. You have to have an aptitude and a proven track record of being a solid, dependable aviator. But what we're looking for is a personality. And a big part of that personality is your ability to accept criticism, to take the hard feedback, put it into action, and become a better professional, and sometimes a better person as well. So we look for that, and that's what makes it special. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll have the easiest question of the day for
good.
You. Tell us what you love the most about your job.
Talking with you all, talking with the kids, the uniqueness of this team, the close relationships that exist from commander to, you know, fourth or third classes, second classes, young airmen, those things all around, the ability to affect people positively, from something as simple as a conversation. I mean, where else in the military really do you have the platform to do something like that?
But for those of us who may not be brave enough to get in there, how would you describe being in the air?
I will tell you, if it was just me out there flying around, oh, it would be like an angel, literally an angel flying amongst the clouds into the wild blue yonder, as the Air Force brother and say. And it's euphoric, it's fun. Incredible feeling of liberty and passion, all kind of wrapped into one emotion, if you will. On this team, you don't really get the opportunity to think too much except on exactly what you're thinking about. However, when you're locked in and you're extremely focused to that next level where you're just in sync with boss and the rest of the diamond or the rest of the Delta, and things are happening as one, that is magical. And that's when all of a sudden you're like, wow, we're doing this. We are 12 inches away and 200 feet inverted off the ground. And you know, where else do you get to do this? And it's not unsafe. It's precision and it's excellence. And it's that part is fun when you see that happening. And I'll tell you that happened just this past week. You know, we're in a Delta roll, and all of a sudden the airplanes just stop moving. Everybody's rolling as one. In just this six plane graceful roll, and no one's moving. The earth is spinning, but nobody's moving. That's pretty awesome. That's very special. I will miss that as well.
Now, what made you want to get into Navy aviation? How's it feel to, you know, just represent as a Blue Angels pilot?
I'm kind of a, you know, I'm from Oklahoma City, but I came from a military family. My mom was a Navy air traffic controller, and so I had been around airplanes a little bit. She had an enthusiasm for it. And in this business, there's actually a lot of legacies, you know, guys or gals whose dads usually are ex-aviators. But in my unique instance, my mom was in aviation. My dad was in aviation too, but how often do you get a chance to share what you're going through in aviation with both your mom and your dad? And she was a controller, so I'd come home from flights and I'd tell her, hey, I just got this great approach with this great controller. And that was pretty special. So to be in this organization, and in so many ways epitomizes the, you know, what the Navy and Naval Aviation is all about, it's pretty special for her to still be a part of it, still talk with her about flying and those kinds of things. Did I answer your question?
Awesome. I'd like to know, do you personally have the day of air show, a personal mental preparation?
I sure do.
Ritual of what you do to be able to stay so locked in and laser focused?
Well, I'll try to be more concise this time, but I wanted this experience in the Blue Angels to be not solely my experience. I wanted it to be a family adventure. And I have three daughters that are 6, 5, and 3. So I want them to go to as many shows as they can. We had to set a culture on this team that the team can't get the best of you unless your entire heart and soul is invested in it. And the only way that you can invest in your heart and soul is to make sure that your families and your kids, that there is that connection and involvement, that they are part of this organization and a part of this team. With that said, to my own personal routine, when they are on the road, me and my wife have very good conversations in the boundaries in space. So the 2 hours leading up to the point where we head to the airfield, that's my time. So if it's nap time, if it's workout, if it's mental prep and focus, if it's study, if it's rehearsing the mistakes I made yesterday, or like this year, rehearsing what boss said maybe I'd messed up, finding ways to teach to that when we do get to the brief, but get the head on straight, get the mental focus, get it sharp. So we're not working on that piece by the time we show up. We're already ready to go.
What is it?
Man, I love that. I love that he's taking his family with him at least some of the time. And I love that comment about, you know, rehearsing what boss screwed up. Because that's his job, is to mentor the new, you know, number one pilot into doing this properly. We'll come back to this interview in just a second, talking with Jack Keelty, number two, the right wing, yesterday, Commander Jack Keelty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now if you're traveling on Three Mile Bridge through Gulf Breeze or trying to get onto Pensacola Beach. No delays right now. Really surprised at that. So just be aware of that. Again, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Commander Jack Keelty, number two. Uncle Rico's his call sign. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, I talk at the end of this interview with AT2 Faith Wooten. So anyway, we'll just finish up. Just, I love talking to the maintainers. They're great.
What does it mean to you to be a Blue Angel?
Oh, man. There's so many things to that. If I could summarize it in one word, it's just family. To what I spoke of earlier, you know, my family's involvement, the relationships that we have, that this whole team shares. It really, it's a family. We all struggle. It's hard. The flying is hard. The schedule is hard. Everybody's role in some way or another is very difficult. But the fact that there's such a close family atmosphere to it, it almost doesn't feel like work. It's just getting the job done for your best friends all up and down the flight line. So that's kind of how it summarizes.
Can you talk a little bit about the tempo of life on the carrier versus life as a Blue Angel?
Well, I have a unique experience, and Thomas is, or Franz Zimmerman 5, he's in a similar boat where we both came from operational OPSO tours, which is arguably very fast-paced. We both came from deployments as OPSOs. Coming here, it's a different animal. Because when you're on deployment, you get the resources, you more or less get the direction of what you need to do. Here, Five's got to make it all happen, and then the team has to move to that, because Five is the OPSO of the Blue Angels. But the pace we're at, 300 plus days a year on the road, we drive the schedule. We make the ends meet with the air shows and in the communities that we go to. There's a lot more that we have to drive vice the strike group or the carrier when we're on deployment. So the tempos, I would say, are similar. I would almost argue that the Blue Angels tempo is higher and a little bit more on us to facilitate and make things happen.
Easier to separate when you're really separated. Here you're kind of family, work, family,
yep.
Distance, all that
yeah.
stuff.
It's one thing I will say is that, you know, when I was first selected to the team, I was just floored. Couldn't believe it. And I knew that I'm never gonna want to give this up. When it's over, I'm never gonna want to leave. But I do think that 2 years is two or 3 years is about the right time. To do this job right, it's 100% every day of the week, all year round for 2 years. And then by the time it's done, that's about the max. So to perform like that, to give everything you have, 2 years is about, I would think, at least for me, it's about as much as I can do to be fully invested, fully engaged, 100% all the time. That's just an anecdotal comment.
Call sign is Uncle Rico.
Yes. So if you were to go up in my office up there right now, you'd see a bunch of football memorabilia and footballs and that kind of thing. So when I was a brand new guy to the fleet, there were some call signs that were always of nicknames of guys with lower vocabularies. But I always had footballs in my hands and talked about the glory days of playing high school football. I played a little bit of college football as well. And I was just the skinny little guy that loved the game. And I considered myself the Rudy of VMI football. But that was kind of my thing. In the movie Napoleon Dynamite that I think came out in the early 2000s, there's this Uncle Rico, who talked about throwing the pigskin a quarter mile. And, you know, he could have won state in 82. Well, that kind of fit. And the higher-ups in that squad at the time were like, man, this guy is just like Uncle Rico. So Uncle Rico it was, and Uncle Rico it stayed. And
four syllables. Are you Rico on the air?
No, I'm just Rico in the air, and which makes it easy. So,
what has been your most memorable experience being on the team so far?
Most memorable experiences. There's just so many. And I think some are yet to come. But the most memorable stuff, I mean, it's usually stuff here in the local community. I know it sounds like a cookie cutter line, but this community is just so special. It's the cradle of naval aviation. It's, you know, it's where the Blue Angels are home to, and the kind of support we get, and not just for the Blue Angels, but for Naval Air Station Pensacola and every tenant command. It's the warmest, it's the kindest, it's everything I would expect of Florida in this community. And we thrive in it. We love it. So like yesterday, you know, it was like a home game. This weekend is a home game. We have 64 games a year and effectively three home games. One in El Centro, one here this Saturday, and one in November. And while I can't hear the crowd, I can feel the energy. And it's hometown advantage for sure. I mean, I can't hear it, but I can feel it. And there's so much excitement. There's so much buzz. And you can feel it right now. You can feel it all over the base, the entire community. And you can feel it on the beach. It's fun when we debrief and our comm car, our support personnel come back and they talk to that. And they're just electrified. We may have had a tough flight, maybe, but boy, they bring the energy back, and it's the energy that's fueled by this community. So that's pretty memorable.
What's your plan after Blue Angels?
After the Blue Angels? Again, in a unique position where I'm the same rank as the commanding officer of the team, only to say that he has done an operational CO tour. I am going to my operational command tour. So I'm going to go take command of a squadron on the West Coast. And Commander Zimmerman is actually going to go take command of a squadron on the East Coast. So hopefully we'll cross paths again out in the fleet. But that's the plan. That's where I'm going.
Did you go through Milton or did you go through Corpus?
Well, everybody starts here, as you know. Yeah. And then I went to Corpus Christi. Okay. And then I went to Meridian.
Okay.
And then I actually did I flew with the Marines for a little less than 2 years out of Miramar.
Okay.
And then rejoined the Navy on the East Coast. And I've been going coast to coast ever since, so it's been kind of fun.
And how's your family? What do they think about all this? I mean, do the kids really get it yet, or?
The kids are at just the age where I think they can understand it and appreciate it, particularly the two older ones. Sometimes they embarrass me when we go to a store and they see a number two jet painted on the wall, and you know, there's people like, oh, wow. Because they're gonna call me out. But it's pretty fun. It's been a great experience going, the whole military experience. I met my wife when I was 15. I didn't really play the field much. I liked her and she liked me, and we kind of ran with it.
Nice.
But coming from Oklahoma, there's not a lot of Navy presence, and I decided I wanted to do this, and she was okay with it. And like everything I've done so far, it's been 100%. We've enjoyed the ride, so it's been good.
So, Faith, you're here with the Blue Angels. What do you do on the team? What did you do in the fleet?
I'm an avionics technician, the same thing that I did in the fleet. Just maintainer for the Blue Angels and maintainers for F-18s. I also worked on EA-18Gs before I came here to the Blues.
Oh, from growlers to regular old jets, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I honestly love the difference. With the EA-18Gs, it's more electronic attack, and with F-18s, of course, it's fighter attack. There is very big differences between the two aircraft, and I'm glad that I have the opportunity to work on both of them and use my expertise whenever I do go back into the fleet.
Any different working with a single pilot now versus a double, you know, a front seater and a back seater in the fleet?
I don't believe so, not at all. The goal is the same no matter where you go in the fleet. The goal for us maintainers is to make sure that the aircraft is safe for the pilots to go up in the air and to come back down safely. That doesn't change anywhere for aviation in the fleet. So,
thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You didn't need to tell me my question was dumb.
I mean, I wasn't going to say a word, Andrew.
I don't know, I tried to ask what I thought was a smart question, you know. You're working on growlers. I know what that is. You're working on singles here. Is there any different? No, sir, it's all with safety. Okay. No, but she was awesome. I'm making fun of me, you know. Like, you think you're asking a smart question, and then you find out, no, that was dumb, too. All right, so that was Jack Keelty, number two pilot, right wing, and AT-2 Faith Wooten. And I love talking to the maintainers. And that's one thing they do such a great job of, is really promoting the maintainers, the enlisted, to, you know, because they are vital to this whole experience. And, of course, tomorrow when we talk to – Greg McWhirter about this from noon to two on the air. Before the Blue Angels fly, that's one thing he will always go out of his way to make a big deal about, is celebrating the maintainers and all the great work that they do. Hey, if you need to get work done inside your home, air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing, anything like that, Peden, they do it. They do it all. They do it professionally. They show up on time. They are professionals. They're going to get, you know, if relevant, photos, right? That kind of thing. But they will stand by their work 100% satisfaction guaranteed, because they've been doing it for 55 years. I'm a big believer in longevity. You know, you listen, a lot of the folks I advertise for are, you know, they've been doing this for a while, because I believe that says something about you. And, you know, Peden, for 55 years, they've been servicing the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee now all the way over to Mobile. They expanded to Foley, Baldwin County last year, but, man, everywhere. And they will take care of you. This month, during the month of July, $1,000 off a new air conditioning system and special financing. But there are some restrictions, so, you know, just make sure to pay attention to the details. But you want to cool down now, or be sure that you're cooled down coming up for the wicked months in Florida, you know, of August and September. Hey, $1,000 off is a pretty good deal. Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on the 3 mile bridge, no delays. Just some minor ones in Gulf Breeze. I'd say maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay. Pensacola Beach is looking good, along with the bridge leading to the beach. 98 looks like flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes, and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join acupuncture and welders of Pensacola Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's Monday at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Lieutenant, what were you doing there?
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations. I was, you know, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger, Goose.
I'm sorry, I hate it when it does that. I'm sorry. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the
the South Georgia water tall. Oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help
I know this makes you happy, John. It is a Blue Angels song, so it's getting played today.
Thank you, Andrew.
And it's a good song. I like it. All right, we've got time for about 5 seconds worth of a headline. David, do you have one for me?
I sure do. President Trump and First Lady Melania are in Texas today. They're touring the damage caused by the floods.